The Doug Wright Show. Doug goes wall to wall when the news is breaking fast on KSL News Radio.
It was touching on Capitol Hill yesterday. As I indicated earlier, I went up there after I was through with some of my duties right after I got off the air. And I went up, I was about an hour into the rally, and I heard some real poignant statements from people whose relatives need this, and they need it now. I heard it from AARP. Their spokesperson was there and made some eloquent comments. They asked that I make a few comments, and I was honored to do so. This is something that is so important. I was proud of my representative, as I always am. Patrice Arendt just does such a great job on Capitol Hill and represents us so ably. And she said something to the effect of she has rarely seen a bill that is this important, really, you know, hits the road for where people really, really live. And I've got the exact quote here. There are few bills I have ever seen as important as this bill. This is Representative Arendt, who came out of the Attorney General's office, who served as a representative and then served as a senator and then came back in and served as a representative. And I know Patrice, and she would not say this if it wasn't heartfelt. There are few bills I have ever seen as important as this bill, and I agree with her. And I'm very pleased that Becky Edwards could join us. Representative Edwards is a Republican, represents a district that is... Becky, is it up in Davis County, District 20?
It is. It's North Salt Lake, Bountiful, Woods Cross, and West Bountiful.
I so appreciate you not only joining us today, but, you know, yesterday when I was commenting or delivered some comments, I didn't know I was going to be speaking, so it was just all off the cuff. But I mentioned profiles in Courage and how, sadly, rarely we see that in this day and age, whereas young Senator John F. Kennedy at the time, when he wrote his book, talked about eight senators in the United States Senate who were willing to risk it all, were willing to risk their seats, willing to risk the wrath of their parties, and do the right thing. And I pointed out some individuals, Representative Froer, Representative Webb, you are included on that list now. The wrath of leadership sometimes can be significant. Why did you step up as a Republican and do the right thing, in my opinion, on Healthy Utah?
You know, I just think it rises to that level of importance. This is something that I do truly believe is a generational issue. This is going to be something that affects generations of Utahns, and it truly deserves a vote from every single person in the House. I mean, the Senate's already placed votes on this. We owe it to our constituents to be held accountable for where we stand on this issue.
Well, you know, I would like to know. I would really like to know. I've had all of these little clandestine, almost deep throat type calls from various aspects of not only the legislature, Capitol Hill, but in the business community and so on, who have told me certain things. And Representative King, Brian King, has been quite vocal on some of these issues. But how many Republicans have kind of been a little chagrined that they have been under, I'm trying to put this delicately, some incredible heat and things that are very near and dear to their hearts in legislation and to their constituency is somewhat on the bubble depending on how they go on this issue. Have you found that to be the case?
You know, I have not. I have not found a lot of pressure coming from leadership. I mean, there is checking up to see where people stand on the issue. And certainly we have spent a tremendous amount of time in our caucus discussing the various plans and the issue. I mean, not just today, but I mean, not just this session, but in December, we had an all-day caucus and spent several hours discussing healthcare reform task force recommendations and other aspects of healthcare reform. But I have not personally felt pressured from our leadership. And maybe that's because from the get-go, I have made my feelings known on this issue that I have felt very desirous that we find some kind of compromise and support the Healthy Utah plan.
Plus, and this is a very good thing, you have a reputation in this arena. I know there have been times when your seat has been targeted. I know there are times when there have been concerted efforts by certain individuals because you have been willing to take stands like this. And so maybe your reputation precedes you.
We've had a few tough elections in the past, and what that has taught me is that it's really important to stand up for what you believe, stand up for the constituents that you represent, and to trust the issues, trust your voters, and trust yourself, and things will all work out in the end.
I told the crowd up at the Capitol yesterday that, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late to do the right thing. It's never too late to do the compassionate thing, and it's never too late to do the moral thing. I think this piece of legislation, I think Healthy Utah falls into that. It's the right thing. It's the compassionate thing. It's the moral thing. And then if you really want to get kind of hardcore, it's also based on the numbers, the right thing to do. I am, Becky, I'm a little bit at a loss as to why when the faith-based communities of Utah have so solidly supported this, why when the business community, including the chambers of commerce, have so solidly supported this, even saying it was imperative to do this as people look at bringing businesses and doing business with people in the state of Utah. Those who are in the charitable arenas, including where I'm at right now, Big Brothers Big Sisters, they are so solidly behind this. I look at rank and file Utahns who have been polled many times, and some of the lowest numbers I've seen are in the 60s. I've seen numbers much higher than that supporting this. The Utah State Senate has solidly supported this, even with some stalwarts like Senator Lyle Hilliard, who came out of the chute saying, no, I don't think I'm going to support this. But then after hearing it vetted, after hearing the debate, had a change of heart and did vote for it. It passed, not overwhelmingly, but handily in the Utah State Senate. The governor has worked on this for years. Not exactly known for being a flaming liberal, by the way. The governor and the executive branch, the Democratic caucus in the House has solidly supported. There are some Republicans like you. What is it about the leadership in the House and a portion of Republican representatives that are hanging this up for the entire state?
You know, it's interesting, Doug, because it's not just the leadership in the House. It is a significant number of our representatives, of my colleagues, who just are entrenched on opposition on this issue. And it was interesting in the committee meeting in Business and Labor, I guess 2 days ago, when they heard Senate Bill 164 and House Bill 446, both in that meeting, to see the line of individuals, including a significant number of top-notch business leaders around the community who came and spoke in favor of Healthy Utah, and person after person talked about not just the human aspect, but the fiscal impact of this and really how the numbers do just add up. And it bore truth to me again that so many times in policymaking that the smart thing fiscally ends up being the right thing on a human standpoint. And I think this is, again, one of those issues. If you look at the numbers, if you look at the number of individuals you can serve for the greatest good and the least amount of support per individual, it's Healthy Utah. If you look at the opportunity for us to bring back to Utah our own tax dollars, that's a Healthy Utah supporting position as well. And, you know, the points just go on. And there is a fair amount of frustration as to where we are right now, but it is also married with a certain sense of optimism and hope that we will be able to see in this next week, which is, you know, light years long in terms of the legislative session.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it feels like it's going to, you know, next Thursday will be here in a blink of a minute, but it will be an opportunity, hopefully, in those next 6 days to see some significant compromise. And I know that there are lots of folks on the House side, Senate, governor's office, all involved in trying to reach some kind of compromise.
Why, absolutely. I mentioned at the Capitol yesterday that God created the earth in 6 days, and I hope that we can do this. In yesterday, it was 6 days in the Utah State Legislature. And Becky, I so appreciate you joining us. I appreciate your willingness to stand up, and it will be most interesting to see what does unfold. And I thank you for your service. I thank you for joining us today, and we'll watch this closely, and perhaps we'll be chatting again.
Absolutely. Thanks for your support on the issue, Doug.
Representative Becky Edwards with us here at KSL News Radio, and Becky mentioned something that I didn't in my litany of concerns about this, and the fact that this somehow ended up before business and labor rather than where it should have ended up. Now, they've come up with a scenario where they can say, well, there's precedent for this and this and that, but the obvious place for this to go was the Committee on Health and Human Services. That's where it went in the Senate. It should have gone there in the House. And there have been just so many things that have concerned me on this issue. All right, let's take a break here at the bottom of the hour. It is 9:30, and our Brian Martin is standing by in the KSL 24-hour news center with our lead story.
Well, some bad news this morning, Doug, for Apple Pay. It's pay-by-phone service. Apple's system hasn't been hacked, but bad guys are taking